Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 118, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in November of 1966 in New York.
Kabhu naroke dubai, danne jane raja jano nadite chuba. So, Lord Chaitanya is explaining the position of the conditioned soul. They are completely under the grip of this material nature, and just like one is seated on the car and the driver drives him, if the driver is not under control, he drives him anywhere, to any hell. Similarly, you are sitting on this car of this body, supplied by the material nature, and she is driving anywhere. Sometimes up, sometimes down, and this way we are suffering life after life, birth after birth. This is our condition now. We are not independent, completely under the stringent laws of material nature. Danda jani raja jano nadite chuba. The example is very nice, that the culprit is drowned in the water, again taken for some time to take breathing, he was suffocating the nature, and he is not meant to be killed, but he is giving suffering that way. So, material nature is giving us suffering, miseries like that. Bhayam dityabhi, dityabhi nivesatasyat, ishadapi tasya viparjaya smritihi, tanmaya ato buddha abhajetyam bhaktai kaisam guru devatatma. Therefore, Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat is giving direction. Then bhayam dityabhi nivesatasyat. When we are forgetful of Krishna consciousness, when we think that there is no God, this matter is everything. This material manifestation which we see, that is everything all in all. And there is no Lord, no, I mean to say, supreme controller. When we think like that, that begins, that is the point of our anxiety, beginning of anxiety, vayam, fearfulness. We are all fearful because as we have got these bodily necessities, we want to eat something, we want to sleep. Similarly, we have fear and we have demand for mating. These four principles are animal life. We are always fearful. And why you are fearful? Because we have taken it that there is no God. There is no God. Therefore you are there. Just like a forlorn child, when he thinks that my father and my mother lost, he might have experienced a child lost, he cries. He thinks himself, I am helpless. Where is my mother? Where is my... Similarly, when you are helpless, we are fearful. And those who are Krishna conscious, they are not helpless. They know above me there is Krishna. And saranagati, surrender means to have firm conviction that Krishna will protect me. I am engaged in Krishna's service. So Krishna will give me protection. If I work in some ordinary man's service, he gives me protection. Don't you think if you work for Krishna, he will not give you protection? Because you have no faith. Therefore, you are seeking protection from elsewhere. Krishna is able. He says, Aham kama sarva papi bhama phayashami, I shall give you protection from all sinful vessels. But we have no faith. We are thinking, it is written in the Bhagavad Gita, that's all right. But I must have my protection in a different way. So, Vityāgnivesha. Because he thinks that anything superior than Krishna, therefore he is fearful. Why a conditioned soul is fearful, that is explained in the Bhāgavata. Vayam Vityāgnivesha. So, this maya, the illusion, when he takes shelter of this illusion, then he is afraid. And when he understands that illusion, this energy, is under the control of Krishna, because illusion, this material energy, is also Krishna's energy, inferior energy. So, even if I am within this material energy, when I am forgetful of Krishna, this material energy is fearful for me. And when I am in Krishna consciousness fully, there is no question of fearfulness from material nature. Therefore, tanmāyaya abhajatam abhajatam. Therefore, it is our duty to regain our lost consciousness, Krishna consciousness. That is the duty of the human form of life. Ābhajatyam bhaktaika isham. Simply by devotion. If you want to worship the Supreme Lord, then you have to worship him simply by service. There is no other process. You cannot worship Krishna by this controlling reading, or by mental speculation, or by some pious activities, or by charities. You have simply to work. You have to worship him simply by your devotional love. That is the only way. Bhakti, bhaktika, only one, bhakti. There is no other means, there is no second means to understand God without this devotion. Rest assured. Foolish teachers, they take this, that, they do not understand, they come to that impersonal, void, all this nonsensical conclusion, and because they do not take shelter of this divorce, therefore they cannot have any conclusion. It is not possible. Therefore, more or less they become atheists, or after this voidness, or impersonalism, so many things there are that create. But because Krishna, our Supreme Lord, cannot be understood by any other process. It is simply a waste of time. If you want to know Krishna, if you want to know God, then you have to tell this process. There is a bhakti Krishna. Avajattam bhakti Krishna guru devatatma. He is the Supreme Lord, he is the super soul, and he is the Supreme Spiritual Master. In this, he is the Supreme Spiritual Master within you. As soon as we get to devotional service, he will give you dictation, he will do this. What dictation? To go to hell? No. Buddhi yogam dadami tam. In the Bhagavad Gita, I give him intelligence. What? Dhinamam upajanti te. By which he can come back to me. That would be, he'll help you. If you think something, if you check seriously about your case, if you are fully surrendered, then he will direct you in such a way that you cannot go elsewhere except to him. Him sometimes you may find that he is doing something against my will. But my personal experience, I never accepted that I shall become a sannyasi. And I tried my best to keep myself in this material world. And yes, several times he has frustrated me and has brought me by false business. Now I am happy. I can understand that how much favor has Krishna shown me. I did not understand in the beginning. So sometimes, if Krishna takes special care for you, he will do in such a way that you will have no other way than to go back. He will take charge. If he sincerely wants Krishna, if he sees that, oh, here is a person who wants me, but he is a foolish. He wants me at the same time he wants to enjoy this material world. So, crush this. Crush this, his material propensity. And let him become simply devoted. Yes. Sometimes we see like that. In the Srimad Bhagavat, there is a question by Sukadeva Goswami, by Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit, because he understood that his grandfather was put to so many difficulties, although Krishna was a friend, personal friend. So everyone became astonished how he said, these five brothers, the big brothers, Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was the most pious man, Arjuna was the greatest warrior, and Draupadi, their wife, is directly the goddess of fortune, and so much nice, and above all, Krishna is their personal friend, and still they are put into such difficulties. They lost their kingdom, they lost their wife, and they were put in so many, for 13 years they had to undergo so many troubles. So, this was astonishing. Even Bhishma, he cried, I cannot understand why these five brothers are put into so many difficulties, in spite of their all these qualities. Their grandson, Maharaj Parikshit, when was being taught by Sukadeva Goswami, he had some suspicion about devotion to Krishna. Not suspicion, just to teach us. He inquired that Lord Krishna, he is Vishnu. He is the, master of the goddess of fortune. Why people who become Krishna conscious or a devotee of Vishnu, they remain poor, and others, those who worship Shiva and other demigods, they become very rich. What is the reason? He is the proprietor of everything, so one who wants him, they become poor. Whereas Lord Shiva, he hasn't got even a house of his own. He's a pauper, and one who worships him, he becomes rich. You know the history of Lord Shiva. He hasn't got a house. he lives under the tree or in some mountain. But one who worships Shiva, they get material opulence very nicely. Therefore, a person has become very easily, and they can smoke ganja. So all this captivates person to become a devotee of Shiva. Or Dinsberg is a devotee of Shiva, for us to know. Anyone who wants this material prosperity is naturally becomes the devotee of Shiva. So this is contradictory. Shiva has no house even, not even a dwelling place residence. He is a pauper. And worshipping him, one becomes richer. And Krishna, Krishna has sahasra sata samrama sivumana. Always, thousands of goddesses of fortune is serving him. He is such opulent. And so Krishna, as the devotee of Krishna, they appear to be poorer. Why? This question. That's the opposite. So, the answer was given by Sukadeva Goswami, that this very question was also put to Krishna by your grandfather. So instead of answering myself, I'll put that very question and answer between your grandfather and Krishna. So what is that? Now, similar question was put by your grandfather Maharaj Yudhishthira to Krishna, and Krishna answered like this. What is that? Jasram anagrinnani harisvetat dhanam sanai. If I do somebody some special favor, then my first duty is I become him crushed in all material positions. present. Why? Because to make him more surrender to me, when he becomes helpless, he has no other way. Krishna, please. When he has something, he thinks, these things will protect my material position. That he does not surrender. Now, Krishna sees that this man, this living entity, is very much devotee, but he wants something. This nonsense, just crashing. So that when he feels helpless, he will come to me. No, so I will give you all the things. So there is a policy of Krishna. Sometimes he puts us into test whether we are sincerely devotee of Krishna. Because we are always of a sense gratification. So if Krishna is not an order supply, then one rejects Krishna. We want God, Krishna, to be our order supply. So we must order Krishna. Give me this, give me that. If you cannot give me, then why not Krishna? I don't want. So this side of bhakti, devotional service, is not accepted by Krishna. Now this Goswami, this Sanatana Goswami, there's a nice story about Sanatana Goswami, of whom we are now studying. Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, two brothers, they went to Vrindavan for devotional service. So their all business was, Rupa Goswami special, he was always engaged in writing books. And when he was hungry, he went to some householder, give me a piece of bread. And everyone, Vrindavan, they were leaders. All the Vrindavan inhabitants, they took, even their household quarrels, they used to represent. Kamiji, this is our position, please settle us. So whatever decision he would give to the villagers, they will accept. Their court was Kamiji, Rupa Goswami. He was so loving. So one day Rupa Goswami was thinking that if I could get some, commodities for cooking, then I would have invited Sanatana Goswami to take some prasada. He thought like that. And after, one hour, one young girl came with sufficient quantity of rice, flour, ghee, and vegetables, so many things. Babaji, they call in India, especially in Vrindavan quarters, they call all these transcendentalist family Babaji. Babaji, please accept these commodities. There is some ceremony at our house, so my mother has sent you all these things. You are thinking that if I could get some commodities, I could prepare something and invite Sanatana Goswami. So the things were there. So Rupa Goswami inquired, "Why do you live? Oh, you are very nice, sir. Why do you live? Oh, I live in this village. You do not know. No, I am never seen you. All right. Thank you very much." Then she went there and invited Sanatana Goswami. And my dear brother, please come and take your prasadam here. I have got some food. All right. So Sanatana Goswami came during prasadam time, and Rupa Goswami has prepared so many nice dishes. They are also expert in cooking. Expert, you know, all devotees are expert. That is his qualification. So then Sanatana Goswami is inquiring, "What did you get? All these things so nice, things are prepared in this jungle. How did you get?" So he narrated the story. "Yes, in the morning I thought that if somebody sent me something, so my Krishna's here, a nice girl, very beautiful girl, and she brought all these things. He began to state about the girl's beauty. Then Sanatana Goswami said, I am never seen such beautiful girl. Yes, I was never. Oh, then she must be Radharani. She must be Radharani. You have taken service from Radharani? Oh, you have murdered me. We don't want to take any service from Krishna, and he has taken the opportunity to send us. We want to simply give our service, not any exchange. Oh, you have done a great mistake. Radharani has taken this opportunity. So she began to cry. So we have taken service from Krishna. We are giving her trouble. This is pure. We are very sorry that Krishna was troubled to send me all these goods. So this is the process. Krishna is also finding all his opportunity how to serve my pure devotee. And pure devotee is so clever that he won't accept any service from Krishna. Just like the Arjuna. He never said, Krishna, you are God. Why you are putting me to war indirectly? You can give me everything. Krishna said, no. He never said that, Arjuna. Krishna said, Niyatam kuru karma, tam karma jyavaja karma. No, you are kshatriya, you have to fight. Never said. So we should not take God as order supply. That is not devotion. That is mercantile business. Krishna is not going to be a lover by mercantile mentality. You must give him service. Avajitam. This is the process of devotion. Thank you very much.